Hello. You are listening to the Grieving Parents Sharing Hope podcast. We are here to walk with parents on their unwanted journey of child loss, guiding them to a place of hope, light, and purpose, not in spite of their child's death, but as a way to honor his or her life. And now, here is your host, author, speaker, and bereaved parent, Laura Deal.
Hi, thank you for joining me today. Today's podcast episode is being sponsored by Steve and Stacy, who are recent followers of GPS Hope, and they wanted to sponsor today in honor of Becca for the day she was born. Her birthday was April 13th, and her life is the reason for GPS Hope. And so they asked us to share some stories about Becca as part of the sponsorship, so I have asked Dave to join me for this. So, hi.
Hello.
So we're just going to share Becca with you. We don't get a chance to do this very often. One of my favorites that some of you may have heard me share something about Becca was that she was a very stubborn and difficult child to raise. Now, I think that's probably what kept her alive for so long.
Yep.
So that turned out to be a good thing. But if you have a stubborn child, you know they're very hard to raise. And if you're familiar with James Dobson and Focus on the Family, many years ago, he had a book written that was called The Strong-Willed Child, which I was reading. And Becca was just learning how to read. So I asked her, I was in the living room, and I asked her to go into my room and get the book, I believe it was the green book, off the nightstand for me. And she went back, and then she yelled out, "Is it called The Strong Wild Child?" It was like, that's the one. There was one time when she got grounded, and of course we don't remember why she was grounded, but she had a Sheltie named Ness. And she sent Ness, her dog, out of her bedroom with a note attached in her collar. And I think it was, I can't remember exactly, but I think it was like a note of apology or asking how long she was going to be in her room.
We're sorry.
I'm sorry kind of a thing. That was really cute.
She had cancer. I think some of you have heard this story, but she was diagnosed with bone cancer at age 3. And had her left leg amputated. And in her younger years, she had a wooden prosthetic leg. When she got older, it was more of the metal with foam on it. But when she was little, she liked to use that thing as a weapon with her brothers and sisters to kind of protect her from them. And so they were very nervous about that thing. Mm-hmm. But I remember one time she got sent to her room, and she was very mad about that. And she went and kind of flopped herself on the bed, and her leg bounced up and into the window next to the bed and shattered it. And so she thought she was really in trouble after that.
A lot of interesting things happen when you have a prosthetic leg. A lot of stories behind that one, but we won't go there. One thing that was kind of interesting about her is that, like I said, her birthday was April 13th, and so many people see the number 13 as an unlucky number or whatever, but she loved the number 13. That was like her number. Her lucky number was the 13th. She always had a sense of humor. Everybody loved her sense of humor. It could be kind of sarcastic, I guess, at times.
A little bit.
She loved entertaining the medical staff, especially that last year and a half that she was in the hospital more than she was out. Everyone who knew her loved her. And the woman who was actually the head nurse back when she was 3 and had her cancer and her chemo, she would actually come to the hospital when Becca was like 28, 29 and almost living in the hospital because of her heart issues. Her nurse Sharon from when she was 3 would actually come and visit her sometimes when she was back in the hospital as an adult.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah. And she loved to worship, and she taught herself how to play the piano. So did I, so I'm not that great. She turned out to be a much better piano player than I have ever been, but she wrote beautiful worship songs, and one of them is on the back of her tombstone. It's called Before the Throne. I think she wrote that when she was like 19 years old. There's a
and that
photo.
That was her absolute favorite.
That was her favorite one, and she would lead it at church. She was a worship leader, and so we actually sang that at times at church as a worship song. There is a photo of it on the website, the back of her tombstone. tombstone where it's etched. And I also recorded that song on my CD. I was blessed to be able to do that. So yeah, I said she wrote that when she was 19. So she was an older teenager as a worship leader at the church, because she did carry an anointing for it.
Yeah, that was one of my most enjoyable times with her, was on the worship team. I play saxophone, and she'd lead worship from the piano, and occasionally we'd sing together. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the family members were part of the worship team off and on as well. But yeah, she just had a heart for worship. You know, no matter how bad the day was, no matter how bad the situation was. Matter of fact, the story about her learning how to play the piano when she was learning as a young teenager, there would be times where she'd get really upset and mad at us for whatever rule that we made or whatever, and she'd go stomping into the living room and start pounding on that piano and just taking her frustration out, and it wouldn't be very long, and all of a sudden, the sounds coming from that living room were just flowing worship. And it was definitely something that helped her get through situations, and it was just a blessing to listen to and worship with her. Mm-hmm. Probably one of the biggest things I miss.
Yeah, and when she had her stroke, that was really hard on her because it took away her ability to play the piano.
Yeah.
And that was one of the worst things that she went through. It wasn't even the heart issues, it was the stroke that left her unable to play the keyboard.
Yeah. But even that, we've got a video of her really being goofy with her left arm doing crazy things on its own, and she was
yeah, when she
goofy.
Had the stroke and it was moving on its own.
Just being goofy.
Yeah, she turned that into funny stuff too. So she loved being an older sister to her four siblings, and she had them over a lot after she was married. She loved being an aunt to her one niece. She left us before the rest of her nieces and nephews came along. She had the gift of hospitality, and if someone asked her to host like an event like a baby shower or something, it would be way beyond what you asked for or what most people would put into something like that. And I will say, she was a bit of a bridezilla. With her strong will and perfection, she actually decorated her wedding venue herself the day before her wedding because she didn't trust anyone else, including her sister or myself, to do it the way she envisioned it. So she added that extra stress on herself. Christmas and 4th of July were her favorite holidays.
Also, our oldest son owned a semi-pro football team here in southern Wisconsin for a few years. Yeah, and Becca was the administrator of the team, and the guys absolutely loved her. And the year she died, the team was determined to win their league championship in honor of her, and they actually did that. And it was pretty amazing to watch.
It was very touching. Yeah.
Touching. And they had little BH, Becca Howard, stickers on their helmets. And yeah, they loved her, and she would have loved that, too.
So, yep. So I think we've talked about Becca enough. We could go on and on, obviously, but I know we're not going to make a whole podcast about Becca, and I know all of you have stories about your kids, and most of you know I love to hear stories about your kids, and it's not very often that we get to take the chance to share Becca with everyone. So thank you, Steve and Stacy, for sponsoring today's episode and asking us to share about our Becca Boo. This was a huge blessing. If you are a new listener and you've not heard the story behind Becca's passing at age 29, basically she was diagnosed with cancer, like Dave said, at age 3, had her leg amputated. She went through 9 months of chemo, and we found out later that one of the chemo drugs causes heart damage, which caused her to eventually need a heart transplant. She was given a pump to run her heart for a year, and during that time she had a good dozen ambulance rides. She had 3 med flight helicopter emergency rides. If you go to gpshope.org, you'll find under the About tab a link that says Our Becca, and that gives more details. It has photos there. I'll also leave a link in the show notes for you to read more about Becca if you would like to, or see pictures of her. As a listener to the Grieving Parent Sharing Hope podcast, many of you are not aware of the fullness of the ministry behind this podcast. And since we were able to share so much about Becca today, and we're actually recording this on Sunday on her birthday, Dave and I thought this episode might be a good one to share about GPS Hope, you know, and why we're here and ways that we help you navigate through this unwanted journey that we've all found ourselves on. So, you know, sharing how I got started, things like our travels when we lived in the Hope Mobile, the many different ways, like I said, we're able to provide support and resources. Now, this past August, we had a 10-year celebration, and Dave put together a really good video summarizing all of this. And if you're listening to us on the podcast app right now, you may want to go and look for this episode on the GPS Hope YouTube channel so that you can watch the video instead of just listening to it. Now, you'll get the same information. You won't miss anything if you don't actually watch it, but you may just want to see, you know, the pictures and things behind the video. So I'm going to ask Dave to go ahead and play that for us right now. Before and after, there is a date that defines the lives of parents who have lost a child from this earth. October 12, 2011 is that date for Dave and Laura Deal when their oldest daughter, Becca, died at age 29. The cause was heart issues, which was an unknown long-term side effect from chemo drugs their daughter Becca was given when 3 years old. Laura didn't even know such darkness existed as she was sucked down into a pit of suffocating grief. All she knew to do was hold on to God with everything she had, but the pain was so deep. Even though she had 4 other children, 2 grandchildren at the time, one of them being Becca's 9-year-old daughter, a loving husband, and was an ordained minister with an international children's ministry, all she wanted to do was to go be with her daughter, who was no longer here. The second year was even more difficult than the first year, as the numbness and fog lifted, causing the painful weight of the loss of Dave and Laura's daughter to hit full force, which they were to discover later is normal for parents who have lost a child. Laura begged God to end her life as well, knowing she could not continue to live the rest of her life in so much incapacitating pain. A woman named Hannah in Pennsylvania connected with Laura. Hannah had recently suffered a pregnancy loss, heard about Laura's loss, and wanted help with the suffocating darkness she found herself thrown into. Laura's response was not knowing how to help, but telling Hannah they could walk the road together. As Laura started finding her way out of the darkness and was able to slowly step back into ministry, Dave and Laura's church fellowship asked if they would lead a small group for others who had also lost a child. Praying about a name for the group, the Holy Spirit gave her Grieving Parents Sharing Hope, GPS Hope. The year was 2014. The Deals had no idea what God was starting when meeting with one other couple in their basement family room. By that time, Laura had closed down her children's ministry as she did not have the energy needed to be effective. In looking for help and encouragement and moving forward without her daughter, she discovered so much darkness and not much hope from others ahead of her on this unwanted journey, and there was next to nothing for believers. Many Christians had a shattered faith and were living in the same hopelessness as those who did not have a belief in God. Laura found herself wanting to be the help for others that she could not find for herself. As God continued to bring other freshly bereaved parents across her path, they hosted a local one-day conference as GPS Hope. One of the moms who attended begged Laura to start a support group since there wasn't anything local. After more prodding and more prayer, within a few months, Laura and Dave started a GPS Hope Share and Care group, which has been meeting monthly ever since. Shortly after, a website was put together and Laura found herself writing several books. They began traveling as Laura was being invited to speak. In the meantime, due to corporate downsizing, Dave lost his job as an IT director. For 2 years, he searched for another job, but no doors were opening. That was when they realized God was leading them to become full-time missionaries to the unique field of helping grieving parents. They had their children's ministry nonprofit status changed from Crown of Glory Ministries to GPS Hope and started looking at getting a small RV for traveling. Once again, God's plans were much bigger than theirs. In 2018, instead of a small RV they could take out for 2 to 3 weeks at a time, the Lord miraculously provided a full-sized Class A motorhome. Dave and Laura sold their house to their oldest son, moved into what they lovingly called the Hopemobile, and started traveling the nation, providing support and resources to bereavers, parents who are bereaved of their children. For 5 years, Dave and Laura lived in the Hopemobile, putting 30,000 miles on their house on wheels in 35 different states. They hosted 8 GPS Hope and Healing retreats around the nation, ministering in this way directly to 60 bereavers, some of whom have lost multiple children. In 2023, because of difficulties their own children and grandchildren were going through, it was decided to park the Hopemobile and find an apartment to be able to be home for the family. At this point, it looks like the season of full-time travel in the Hopemobile is over, although Dave and Laura are hoping God opens the door for them to still take it out occasionally for ministry purposes. Even though the Hopemobile is parked, GPS Hope is still moving forward and going strong since much of the outreach is done online. Here is a summary of the impact GPS Hope has had for the past 10 years. There has been an email called the Weekly Word of Hope sent out for 7 years with a weekly word of encouragement for parents who are grieving the death of their child. Laura has published 21 books with over 8,000 of these books in the hands of bereavers and won 6 awards for these books. Their local GPS Hope Share and Care support group has been meeting monthly for 7 years. Also, there is a monthly online Share and Care group. There are 10 groups connected to GPS Hope, either a Share and Care group or an affiliate group. The Grieving Parents Sharing Hope podcast has been going weekly for over 5 years with 267 episodes and nearly 500,000 total downloads, and it was awarded the 2024 Podcast of the Year by the American Writing Awards. This will be the 8th year of going live each Sunday evening during Advent with words of hope during the difficult Christmas season. As previously mentioned, they have hosted 8 GPS Hope and Healing retreats around the nation, ministering in this way directly to 60 bereavers. There is a GPS Hope YouTube channel with almost 300 videos and over 1,000 subscribers. Laura has spoken at 18 support groups around the nation. Laura has been part of 5 national yearly conferences for bereaved parents, having presented 14 workshops and been a keynote speaker. GPS Hope has been part of the team on the grief cruises 3 times with sessions for bereaved parents. Laura produced a CD of mostly original songs that can be found on most music apps such as Pandora and iTunes. The Hopemobile has 148 In Loving Memory heart decals along with the GPS Hope logo on the back. People have contacted them in their travels by seeing these. Then there are the personal email replies to literally countless bereavers as they contact Laura, asking questions and looking for hope and encouragement. God has certainly done above and beyond all that Dave and Laura could have hoped for or imagined after their daughter, Becca, died, and are so very grateful for all the friends of GPS Hope who have supported them with encouraging words, prayers, and finances. You will all share in the final reward when it is your turn to hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Okay, so I'm back, and you know, I can't help but tear up anytime I see this video. It just amazes me what God has done over the past 10 years, and I am so humbled and so honored to, I'm going to tear up here, to be called to walk with you, to just help and walk with shattered, grieving parents after the death of their child. I want to wrap up this segment of the podcast episode with something I wrote several years ago called Reaching Out with Hope. People crying, children dying. You don't know. You don't know what is about to happen. The loss is huge. It is dark. You will be thrown into the abyss. Darkness, suffocation, never getting out until someone brings hope, until someone brings a flicker of light, until someone yells out, "Hello, I have been down there. Take my hand. No, let me come down and be with you. I will cry with you. I will hurt with you. I will stay with you. And while I am there, I will infuse hope in you. Hope that you can get out. Hope that helps you see the light. Hope that you can live again beyond the death of your child. There you go. Here I come. But it isn't me. It is God in me reaching out to you with hope." Now, since I mentioned finding out more about Becca on the website, I just wanted to spend a few minutes letting you know what else you can find there on the GPS Hope website. First of all, there is a section on the front page for bereaved parents. On that page, you'll find a link to click if your loss is really fresh. There's also a section for those who want to know how to help a bereaved parent that you can direct friends and family to. Now, along with the About Our Becca, you can read about Dave and myself, things like our backgrounds and a few photos. We might need to do some updating there, but you know, you can find out about us. Also, under the About tab, you can find out more about me as an author, how as a kid I loved to write and I saved school papers instead of my artwork. There's even a picture of a lot of the stuff that I wrote that I saved. Now, I haven't written any blogs for quite some time, and I would actually love to have some of you listeners who like to write contribute to the GPS Hope blog page, but you will find blogs there. Now, resources are exactly what it sounds like, the resource tab, which includes a link to the Rebuilding Your Life course, which I'll be talking more about in a month or two, as well as our remembrance wall where kids are on there and you can share their picture and a little bit about them. We have a free content library, which has a lot of printable resources for you, including a couple of ebooks. We do have a handful of GPS Hope Share and Care groups around the nation, or what we call affiliate support groups, that are listed, along with letting you know how you can facilitate your own GPS Hope Share and Care group. We call it a facilitator because leading a group sounds very intimidating to some people, and it really is just getting a group of parents together who've lost a child and just facilitating that time together. Under the Events tab, there isn't really anything right there now except for the 2026 Grief Cruise, but it looks like our weekend retreats will probably be starting back up in the fall. We weren't expecting that, but it looks like that's what God is doing. So you can at least look at the retreats, see how they're structured and what they're like, so that when they do come back, you will already know what to expect. There is a Donate tab. We are a 501c3, which means donations are tax deductible. So this is where you can go to sign up to sponsor a podcast episode in your child's honor. You can also click there to give a one-time gift or sign up for automatic monthly gift toward helping out other bereavers on an ongoing basis. That helps us know, you know, what our budget is as a ministry when we have monthly donors. And the last thing I'll mention is that you will find our web store where you can see we have t-shirts, hoodies with the Hold On Pain Eases on them. My award-winning books are there, as well as some digital downloads. Oh, no, there is one more thing. Toward the middle of the page, you will find a place to sign up to receive a list of 30 suggestions to help bring ourselves comfort and take care of ourselves. Now, if you sign up for that, it will put you on our weekly Word of Hope email list. I send that out every Wednesday. It's a word of encouragement telling you the topic of the current podcast, along with letting you know about one of our resources. I don't send out a bunch of extra emails. We protect the list from spammers, and there is a link each week to unsubscribe when you no longer want to receive it. Now, if you want to check out anything that I just talked about, like seeing pictures of Becca, finding out more about putting your child on the memorial wall, sponsoring a podcast, reading what's there for newly bereaved parents, whatever, just go to gpshope.org. And I will, as always, put a link in the show notes to that, and I'll add a few extra links to some of these specific things to make it easier for you as well. So let's go ahead with today's birthday segment. Becca Deal Howard was born on April 13th and left us at age 29. Jody Fuller was born on April 14th and left us at age 37. Brianna Martinez was born on April 17th and left us at age 17. We celebrate the day these children came into the world. It will always be a special and important day worth celebrating. If you would like to have your child's birthday shared with the other listeners, I would love to be able to do that for you. Just go to gpshope.org/birthdays. Just fill out that information there, submit it, and I will share your child's birthday the week of his or her birthday with the other listeners. Romans 15:13 is the foundational verse for GPS Hope, and it's our prayer for each and every one of you, which says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." GPS Hope is here to walk with parents through the suffocating darkness of child loss, navigating them to a place of hope, light, and purpose. So please connect with us in whatever ways work for you. And as you do, remember to hold on. Pain eases. There is hope.